Airport. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Boeing's 30,000 union machinists voted overnight to strike.
Seattle-based Boeing had laid out an offer that would have raised salaries by 25% over 4 years. But machinist Francis King says that doesn't match the cost of living.
Second, third year, they want to do a 4% gross wage increase. That's inflation. That's what the inflation rate's at.
After the overnight vote... In a statement, the plane maker says it's committed to resetting its relationship with its employees and is ready to resume negotiations. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Ukraine on the agenda as British Prime Minister Keir Starmer visits President Biden at the White House today. They're considering loosening restrictions on Kyiv using Western missiles to strike deeper into Russia. President Trump now rejecting offers for another debate. Meanwhile, he's outlining a new tax plan. Overtime would be tax-free. Vice President Kamala Harris and Trump back on the campaign trail, opposite sides of the country today. Trump in California, Nevada, Harris in Pennsylvania. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Elections Commission wants state lawmakers to create a new office on election transparency. Administrator Megan Wolf says public demand for transparency is growing. If approved, the office would operate inside the WEC and handle audits and voter accessibility. School districts around Wisconsin will hold nearly three times as many referenda this year compared to last year. There'll be 120 of them on November 5th. Governor Evers says the trend bothers him.
What I'm concerned about, frankly, is that I hear when school districts have to go to referendum just for basics, that's an indication to me that the state isn't doing enough.
State funding has remained relatively stable in recent years, but inflation is forcing school districts to ask voters for more. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Green Bay residents are invited to give their feedback on the future of Green Bay's Mason Street Bridge. In November 2021, an inspection of the bridge showed it would need to be reconstructed or replaced. A public meeting is set for 5 p.m. Wednesday, September 25th at the Neville Public Museum. The bridge will be rebuilt or replaced in 2032. Meanwhile, three bridge projects in northeast Wisconsin are receiving funding from the Wisconsin DOT. Governor Tony Evers said lift bridges are vital to the state's economy, and these grants will help maintain the bridges that allow passage of taller ships in Green Bay and Manitowoc. Green Bay will receive $311,000 for the Main Street Bridge. Manitowoc will receive over $173,000 for the 8th Street Bridge and just over $26,000 for the 10th Street Bridge. Milwaukee and Racine also are receiving funding. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
History is made for the Brewers' youngest player. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Jackson Churio became the first 20-year-old to hit 20 home runs and steal 20 bases in a season during Milwaukee's 3-0 win over San Francisco Thursday night. Milwaukee leads the NL Central by 9 games with 16 games to play. The Brewers are in Arizona this weekend for a 3-game series beginning tonight. The Green Bay Packers take on Indianapolis this Sunday, and they'll be starting Malik Willis at quarterback with Jordan Love out of action with an MCL sprain. Head coach Matt LaFleur said it will be challenging this Sunday without having one of their top players available.
Jordan obviously is our number one quarterback, and I think every time you take the field, you want your best players available to you, and when they're not, then it can be challenging.
Both the Packers and Colts are looking for their first win. Tomorrow is a big-time college football showdown in Madison. Alabama plays Wisconsin at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today, highs in the low 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 62. Partly sunny Saturday, highs near 82. And 65, the low Saturday night. Mostly sunny for Sunday, 83. Sunny Monday, and a high near 83.
It's 64 at our studios.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
At Fleet Farm, we know every opening day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday hunting gear from Winchester, Remington, and Bear. Everyday fishing gear from Daiwa, St. Croix, and Rapala. Everyday yard cleanup from Scott's, Fiskars, and Agri-Fab. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer at 10:33 from the recombobulation area. Hour number two. If you know some young wannabe aviators, young eagles, don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Minow, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Minow and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Minow and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to Football Friday and on Minow and the Mayor. We've got Nikki Z in the house. Say something, Nikki Z.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay. We got Mark from, Bell and Sports Medicine in the house.
Good morning.
We've got Dennis from the Glam Band in the house.
How's it going, eh?
And I'm going to let Dennis from the Glam Band introduce our very special guest.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh.
I just got the cold sweats. Ladies and gentlemen, the man who made Wisconsin famous from, let's say, late 1980s, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
When hair styles were the thing.
Yes.
He's the guy that he made the trend happen.
He did.
He's the guy that individually turned Green Bay into a winning town again.
Yes, he did.
People got to remember that.
We do.
He's the man. He's the magic man. He's number 7. A late round draft pick out of University of Virginia, ladies and Germans.
Very
number 7. Magic man. Don Rakowski.
Magic.
Hey,
good
guys.
Morning.
Good morning. Very well done there, Dennis.
Woo. Dennis actually got nervous, Magic.
I'm scared.
I've never seen Dennis nervous before. He got a little choked up there.
I was going to say I do for a second there. Holy shnikes. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks. Hey, you did a great job. Now, hey, I should have came in studio now that I was thinking about it, but I apologize that I didn't.
Well, we can handle this.
I mean, sure, we're on until 9.
Yeah,
we'll hang out.
You got time.
That's fine.
You got time. Well, you're actually in town for some special events, though, right?
Yeah, I'm in town. I'm here all the way till Thanksgiving. It's the third year in a row that my wife's from Milwaukee, Menominee Falls. So now that we're empty nesters, we've been spending the last two seasons, this will be our third, in Green Bay. So I'm here till Thanksgiving, and I go all the games, and hopefully the after parties after games like we did last year at the home opener when we did win and we had that big comeback against the Saints and the Glam Band was rocking over at the at Stadium View.
That was special, brother. I think your energy, I think, permeated amongst everywhere down Lombardi and whatnot. And I think your energy had a lot to do with it, man.
That was fun. No, that was cool. But, yeah, we really enjoy being back here now, and I stay really busy just doing, a lot of community work, a lot of personal appearances and so forth. So I really enjoy being back here. Wisconsin fans are absolute best. They always welcome you when you come back and make you feel great. So I love it.
Don, when you come back here, are there certain places you still want to stop just for old time's sake?
Yeah, well, we always go to Nicky's. That was a big hangout of ours in De Pere.
Can you be more specific?
St. Norbert there, so. Why is everyone laughing?
There's a Nikki Z in house.
Yeah. You said you went over to Nikki's.
Yeah. Oh, that is awkward. Oh. That didn't even make me uncomfortable because I'm such a fan of Nikki's, the establishment provider. Yeah,
I don't think I've ever been to Nikki's.
Right. That is. Studio,
but, yeah. Sorry, I was way off.
That's right. Funny.
That's how rumors get started, yeah, Dennis. You turkey nuts.
Thanks for noticing.
Go ahead, Madge.
No, and then, you know, the Stadium View is always a great place. I know a lot of people there at the Stadium View and, you know, and Doozy's, the regular spots.
And your segment is sponsored by Burkle's One Block Over.
Yep.
So just missed, Kev.
Absolutely. So we got that going. And Magic, when you go walk around town, though, I mean, people still, I mean, you're still Magic Man to them, aren't you?
Yeah, I get recognized still when I come back. It's pretty cool. I mean, everyone is always really gracious and respectful, and you know they get excited, and you know for me that doesn't bother me at all. It's an honor that people still remember you, and if they want to say something nice, it's really cool. So you know, I enjoy interacting with the fans now, because when you're a player, you don't really get to do that much, you know.
Yeah.
Because you're too popular, I guess, or whatever. But now, you know, when you're older, I'm 60 now, so. You know, I'm just thrilled that they remember me.
Hey, we got
this point.
Mark Houston here from Bell and Sports Medicine, and I mean, it was well documented everything you went through. I can't believe what you went through in your post playing career from the injuries that you had from your playing days. And Mark, you see Magic walking around there, and you more than anybody would know what he's gone through to be as physically fit and whatever as he is right now, right?
Oh yeah, I mean, I was a youngster, and to see Don and what he did here, I you know, Jim asked the question to me, what's changed in healthcare, and I would say, Don, what do you think has changed in healthcare, being a pro athlete that's changed the game both from when you were playing to now?
Oh my gosh, there's so much. You know, first of all, like the training, the preparation the athletes do now, their nutrition, so much more high tech.
Technology itself.
Yeah, the players now, you know, the players now at Lambeau Field, the Packer players, you know, I go into Lambeau all the time. I take tours. I give tours, alumni tours, and we go into players' eating area, and they have a huge cafeteria with like three different sections of three different chefs, three different types of, you know, foods that day they can eat for breakfast, for lunch, and then if they stay for dinner. When I was playing, what we did when we first came in the morning, we checked in, they had a sheet of paper from Arby's, and we checked off how many roast beefs with cheese we wanted, and we had to pay for it. We left like $10, and they would go out every day and get us Arby's for lunch.
And curly fries. I still remember the curly fries.
And horsey sauce.
Curly fries were good, man. But, yeah, so that's definitely changed. And, I mean, and then with the training, I mean, the guys are getting a lot bigger, a lot faster. And then the medical technology as far as surgeries and the way they can, it's so much more advanced. I mean, you know, I had when I got injured, when Favre took over, you know, I had a really, really bad high ankle sprain. And it's basically tearing ligaments in your ankle. And back then it took me like, I mean, almost 10 weeks to get healed. Nowadays, you know, they can go in surgically and they can put like literally like fishing wire, fishing line and wrap it around the two tibia and the fibula and, you know, make it a lot tighter and come back. And the players can come back so much quicker. So a little stuff like that. You know, is way different. And then, of course, the biggest difference from when we played now with players is like, I mean, we used to call it chemical warfare when we played. I mean, they would shoot us up with Xylocaine before every game if we had any kind of serious injury to make sure we could play. And then after the game, you know, the pain pills were handed out like M&Ms, man. And it was crazy. They've definitely reeled that in a little bit too, a lot.
You know, it's something crazy when, you know, it's an epidemic almost, you know, when players start naming their daughters Percocet.
Yeah, for sure.
But
and those are good.
I do remember that, though, you guys just pretty much having a handful of whatever you wanted.
It was unbelievable. I mean, I always tell the story, like when we were in away games and, you know, we'd fly to, say, I don't know, Dallas. And then if we win or lose, once we got up, when we were returning home, you know, we'd get up in flight. And, you know, normally you have the flight attendants coming down the aisle with the, you know, drink cart or the snack cart. Our trainers came down with the drug cart, man. They had prepackaged and just hand out, you know, whatever you wanted, you know. And guys always had alcohol in their bags. So, you know, it was.
And that's what you called treatment back then. That was it.
That was, yeah.
Anything in vodka.
You know. But the crazy thing is, though, you know, back then when we were playing, I mean, we wanted it. I mean, we had to have it. You were so beat up. And, like, especially if you had a bad injury prior to the game, you know, and you got numbed up, shot up. You were hurting after the game, so you really needed some. You needed it, you know. So, you know, yeah, that was crazy. It was chemical warfare.
Dad, once the roids came into football on an accepted level, you hate to say that, but that happened in Major League Baseball too. There was an era where things were just really changing. Did you say to yourself, okay, really, these guys aren't big enough? They're not strong enough. They're not fast enough. And now they're taking, you know, the juice. I mean, that had to be tough. I remember talking with a retired NFL official, and he said it got to the point where he was really nervous for quarterbacks because these defensive players had gotten to a level he had never seen before. You were right in the middle of that, weren't you?
For sure. And, you know, I've seen plenty of guys that were on steroids. I've seen guys use steroids. Hell, I had a lineman on my team that I even injected steroid in him. He was like, hey, man, can you help me out?
Oh, and man.
one time I put it in as a behind, man. So, that didn't sound right.
No, don't shoot it.
Where's that one going?
Scratch that one for the promo. That one will not be the promo.
Anyway, man, it was prevalent. It was prevalent.
Yeah. No, and it has changed. It, you know, the whole everything's changed, and you know, John, you said it. They're faster. They're stronger.
They're unbelievably fast.
Sounds like a $6 million man team, doesn't it?
The off season is just is different from you know, a downtime. There isn't much downtime any longer.
Yeah, there is no off season.
You know, you know, Don reaffirmed everything. It's the nutrition. It's the training that goes on. It's there is no off season. And then you talk about MRIs and X-rays and rehab and how quick they can get you in with a surgery and get you back on the field. It's drastically changed.
Could your shoulder have been taken better care of, Don, at the time, do you think?
Yeah, I definitely could have had better surgery. When looking back at it, I wish I would have chosen a different surgeon. I wish I would have went to probably Dr. Andrews in Birmingham. He did a lot of my other surgeries, you know, and he was the famous surgeon, athletic surgeon at the time. And I think he did 5 of my surgeries. I just had my 27th surgery this past June. I had 2 rotator cuffs, my right shoulder. Again, I had rotator cuff surgery and the biceps tendon reattached. I had a tear in that in January. Whoa. And then 6 weeks I was wearing my sling and I had a bad fall in my house. I don't want to say how, but it was just dumb. And I retore it, and I had to have it redone in June. So I'm still like 20% healed. I got a ways to go, so it's still tough. I've had a lot of surgery, man.
Magic, can you stick
it's
around?
It's not been easy.
Magic, can you stick around for a 1-minute break?
For sure.
Awesome. We're with Don Majkowski, Dennis from the Glam Band, Mark Houston, Bell in Sports Medicine, and Nikki Z. Back after this.
Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried, but I guess that's why they say.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor. Hey, welcome back. It is Football Friday here in Mino and the Mirror, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. We're with Don Makowski here on Football Friday. And Dennis, I don't think people realize, I mean, everybody knows you're the vocalist of the year, the top band around, everything like that. But you are a diehard football fan, so without go ahead.
So Don, just want to invite you. We are playing again at Stadium View after the game on Sunday, if you want to come out and hang out with us. You don't have to play if you don't want to. I understand you're a hurting unit and whatnot, but
yeah.
I respect that.
I'm definitely, my daughter is in town. She's 27 with her fiance.
All right.
And tomorrow's her birthday, and we plan on coming by to watch you guys.
Oh, man.
After the game. So we'll definitely attend, but yeah, I can't. There's no way I could get up and
I can
and
only
play
imagine.
With you guys. Yeah. So, but, hey, and, you know, I'll leave it at one time, and it was fun. It was great. You know? You guys, I mean, yeah, you guys are crazy, man. You guys are like, I don't know, you recognize me in the crowd, and there was a couple guys like, you know, hit with their head saying, come on up. So,
yeah,
that was cool that you guys let me do that, you know,
yeah.
My plan.
Welcome to come up anytime you want. You're a glam band Hall of Famer, my friend.
Yeah, you guys are great, man. I really love watching you guys play your era of music that you play. My wife absolutely loves it, and we have a great time every time we see you guys. So yeah, we're definitely going to be there. So
awesome.
You know, we'll wave.
Magic. Now, John, that invite was from Dennis.
But if Dennis can't make it, Don's thinking to himself, Mino can fill in.
I was just going to say, but
yeah.
He didn't offer that to you.
And let me say, what happened when Jim had me sing that one day? People were like, this guy's got a great voice. Remember that?
Sure got quiet around
No. here. Yeah, I don't remember that.
Hey, Magic, what would you, I know you've had people, but if you could have one day in your life, is it to run out of the tunnel for the Super Bowl, or would it be to walk out on stage in an arena show at, you know, the old Yankee Stadium or something like that?
Man, I would probably do the football arena, but you know, always loved being able to go on stage. That's a rush, you know. It's really cool, but yeah, I mean, you know, being a professional athlete, professional quarterback, that would be the ultimate experience, I think. You know, so that would be cool.
What got you so interested in music, Don?
I started when I was really young. I started playing guitar like when I was 9. I'm self-taught. You know, I'm just a basic guitar player, you know, basic chords. I can't play lead or anything. So, but, you know, I played pretty well. And it's just something I really enjoyed. I mean, you know, when I was 9 years old, I mean, I listened to every Kiss song. I was a big Kiss fan, you know. So to see the glam band, you know what? If I ever did play with them again, though, I want the full getup, though. I want the wig. I want the hats. Tight. I want to blend in, man. You know.
That's awesome.
Well, what's it going to be like for Malik Willis this weekend if he does play? As a matter of fact, but when you have a short notice, you didn't go through training camp with a team, and I know you've had that situation where it's like, oh man, I gotta. You know, drink out of the fire hose type thing and cram with this offense. How tough is this going to be for him?
I mean, it's so interesting that, first of all, like, I think the way they made that trade, I don't think they would have brought him in and made him the backup for week one if he didn't already know the system.
Okay.
So he had to have some experience with this system if they put him in the backup role, you know. Because if he didn't, there's no way he could back up. So I'm assuming that he already knows the system pretty well. It might not be the exact system, but he should be familiar with it. And now they're just going to probably fine tune the game plan to what he does best. I would imagine they're going to use a lot of play action, getting him out of the pocket. He's an unbelievable athlete. My son went to school with him at Liberty University, actually.
Wow.
My son played 4 years of baseball at Clemson, and he had a 50-year, and he transferred to Liberty, and he was friends with Malik, so he knew Malik. Yeah, it's pretty cool. So, we'll be rooting for him for sure, but I'm sure they'll fine-tune the game plan to what he does best. And I'm telling you, the kid is an unbelievable athlete. We haven't seen him play much, but the kid, he can throw, and he can definitely run. And so that could be a big upside for us. I just don't know how well he reads coverages and so forth, being a young quarterback. So that'll be the thing. And what kind of chemistry he has with the receivers, not being here very long. It takes a long time to build some chemistry. So we'll see. But I'm excited to see him play. Obviously, I wish Jordan was still playing. I wish him the best. I hope he heals up as quick as he can. I met Jordan this summer for the first time, and I couldn't believe how big he was. He's absolutely huge. I shook his hand. It was like shaking a stack of bananas.
Swear, man. Get off me, banana hands.
Yeah. He's huge, man. He's huge. And the best kid in the world, man. He's such a great kid, so I'm a big fan of his.
Will they let you in the locker room before the game? Are you going to give a pep talk? What do you got?
No, I'm not going to be in the locker room. We are not allowed anywhere near the locker room as former players.
No.
We're not allowed in the locker room ever as former players, except for doing alumni tours or something. But, yeah, it's so, we'll just see him. In the offseason, I saw him, so that's sure. It.
I do understand that he has some, Willis has some, some familiarity. I guess Matt LaFleur was the offensive coordinator in Tennessee. So the offense is somewhat similar. There might be some basic formational calls that are probably similar and what have you. So he's going to have at least that part going for him.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I said. He definitely has to have been in that system because to play at this early stage, to make him the backup for week one, there's no way they would have kept Clifford back there if Malik didn't already know the system, So I'm thinking he's familiar with the system. It's going to be interesting to watch. So hopefully the defense can play great. A running game can help him out. And like I said, his play action passes, get him outside the pocket and let his athleticism take over and let him do what he does best. Throwing on a run, bootlegs and play action pass. So, I don't think it's going to be as bad as, not people think, but I think we might be surprised how good the kid is. I like him.
Is that going to make Jordan Love the third quarterback, you think? Because there's some question about whether they haven't exactly ruled him out per se. And I, with that being said, there was also, I heard somebody did a study about that same injury since like 2005 with a bunch of quarterbacks. A lot of them are averaging about a week or two out.
Okay.
And some came back to play the very next week.
Wow. That would be great. I have no idea. I don't know the severity of it. I guess it wasn't obviously as bad as everybody thought. So, yeah, they'll put a knee brace on him. I don't know if he'll be active or not. A lot of times teams say that just to make the other team prepare extra. They got to prepare for another guy like Jordan Love. So they just – it's kind of a game, but I'd be surprised if he was active. But hey, if he is, man, that would be great. But I just hope he doesn't rush it, man. It's a long season, and don't rush it because athletes, we're our own worst enemy. And the trainers, coaches, man, they'll encourage you to get out there before you can, before you're ready. So I think nowadays are a little different though because with the money that he made and has just signed for. I think they'll probably take the best care of him ever.
Did you ever have that one, Madge?
I had a hyperextended right knee one week, and I remember when we played the 49ers in San Francisco in 89, I had to wear this big Donzie knee brace or whatever it was called, and I absolutely hated it and could barely run. It limited me a lot, but I did wear it for that one game.
And you won the game.
We won the game, and I actually had two running touchdowns, man, with a backed-up knee. that was the only one week I had to deal with it. But that knee brace helped a lot, but I hated it.
Don Majkowski, what an honor and privilege and pleasure to have you on this show.
All right, guys. Hey, last thing. You're asking me my new favorite place in Green Bay to go hang out is Hinterland.
All right. And next time you're coming to the studio.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz comes to Wisconsin today. He starts his weekend this afternoon in Wausau, then goes to Superior tomorrow. This will be Walz's second visit to Wisconsin in 2 weeks. He was in Milwaukee on Labor Day. Carrying your Social Security card with you makes you vulnerable to identity thieves. The SSA's Abigail Zapote says it's really not necessary, especially if you have your number memorized.
We do ask that folks, first and foremost, not carry their Social Security card around with them, whether it's in their purse or their wallet. Usually that's an easy way to be able to lose their Social Security card.
There's more information about keeping your identity safe at ssa.gov. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Oshkosh Corporation hosted the Feed the Body, Feed the Soul event at the Sunnyview Expo Center in Oshkosh Thursday. Over 1,000 volunteers packaged and prepared 200,000 pounds of rice for Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. This is the seventh year for the event. Over those years, volunteers have packaged more than 1 million pounds of food for those in need. Fanny Shi with the NEW Dragon Boat Festival says while boats, drumming, and racing are a huge part of the event, it's so much more.
Our difference is that it's not only for the race, it's not only the sport of Dragon Boat, but it's a multicultural event. We have the food experience with multicultural food, and you have the experience of watching the Dragon Boat race and watching the performances.
The NEW Dragon Boat Festival is Saturday at the Leach Amphitheater in Oshkosh. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's one thing to have a child outside your marriage, and another thing to have people claiming to be the mom of your out-of-wedlock child all over social media with pictures of babies and fake posts. This is happening to Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters right now. The frontman acknowledged Tuesday that he had a baby girl with a woman who was not his wife. Now people are posting fake pictures of said baby and pretending to be the child's mother. Some sources are reporting that Grohl's wife, Jordan Blum, has hired a divorce attorney in light of the news. Grohl says he plans to do everything in his power to be a loving father to the new baby like he is to his three daughters with Blum. The Batman director Matt Reeves says his trilogy for the Batman will stick close to the trilogy he envisioned. Deadline reports that while Reeves was promoting his spin-off series, The Penguin, he assured fans and the media his vision for the franchise is sound. The Batman 2 is scheduled to start filming in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today, highs in the low 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 62. Partly sunny Saturday, highs near 82. And 65, the low Saturday night. Mostly sunny for Sunday, 83. Sunny Monday, and a high near 83.
It's 64 at our studios.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, September 16th. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Always a good time when you stop in at Ooga Brewing in Beaver Dam. September 14th, Oogtoberfest kicks off with keg tapping of Oogtoberfest Marzen at noon and music by the Waltzmeisters from 2 to 5 p.m., then the Gary Beal Band from 6 to 10. September 21st is Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation Social from 2 to 8 p.m. with live music from Jay Wildner at 1 and the Characters at 5. It's all at Ooga Brewing Company, located at 301 South Spring Street, part of Beaver Dam's vibrant downtown.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, Civic Media sports director Jimmy Cuska drops by to give us a preview of this weekend's Packer game. And it's a bar band Friday night as Max Inc.'s Terry Barr joins the show with new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
this part of the show or want to share it with a friend, check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back once again, and thank you so much to Mark Hewson and Don Makowski for joining us, Teddy Stefaniak, Jake Vandenplas from DC Farm for Vets. They've got a great thing taking place up in Door County this weekend, Honey Harvest Event. And that is such a great organization they do. They do so much for veterans and for other people that, to help out, and just a bunch of vets helping vets. It's very cool.
Listening to him talk about who they are, what they do, and why they do what they
do. You talk about a mission statement that they live up to.
Holy man.
Yeah.
Incredible.
You can hear the pride in everywhere.
Absolutely. Yeah. And
for them to be able to go, they offer to go into somebody's yard or whatever they get and put in a garden for them. And,
yes.
Yeah.
Because they believe in it that much. And then to help them become successful with that.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And they're looking for 20 people for $10 a month to be sponsors of the whole program.
And, so, but
most, put me down for one of those.
Okay.
You're awesome. Incredible. Yeah,
put me down for that. Absolutely.
Thank you. We will.
That's awesome.
Thank you very much.
Mino will tell you he's down, but then he's probably going to rescind that offer.
Wow, hey, remember I said I was going to give that? I got this other thing.
I kind of overspent this weekend.
I still don't think I'm in the wrong.
No, you absolutely 100% are in the wrong, bud.
Our friends at Heights Pub and Parlor are proud to offer an array of delicious food, beverages, and top-notch service in a stunning setting right here in downtown Green Bay at 217 North Washington Street. Whether it's a signature press panini or prime Angus burger for lunch, or especially large plate that includes a choice of ribeye, chicken, duck, or salmon for dinner, let the Heights be your destination. Looking to host a private party or event? Heights provides the best ambiance and space with their second-story private parlor and third-story loft. For more information, check them out on Facebook at Heights Pub and Parlor or online at www.heightsgb.com.
I'm hungry.
I know. They've got great food down there.
You owe me lunch. You owe me so many lunches.
Tough crowd over here.
Jeepers. I know, right?
How often do you bring her in here?
Jim brought her in. Todd brought her in. I'm like, not her.
Right.
And it's like,
chased me off with a stick. They gave me this swipe.
She holds you accountable, man. I can
appreciate
that.
So what do I do with that bomb?
Yes.
Tiger Bomb's in the studio, ladies and gentlemen.
Tiger Bomb.
Who told you to put the bomb on?
Tiger Bomb, darling.
Armchair Boogie tonight at 7:30 at Gather on Broadway. Great bluegrass band from Madison.
Nice.
Armchair Boogie. That was fun listening to the bluegrass guys last week.
Isn't that
wasn't
amazing?
It?
Yeah. Yeah,
just watching them work.
And the more music down here, right? The mayor was talking about it.
Yeah, on Broadway, right?
Yes. Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, awesome. Yeah, that's a big thing taking place this weekend. Yes. Hang on.
But wait, that's not all.
Talk amongst yourselves. All bands on deck.
All bands on deck.
Come aboard for the 4th annual All Bands on Deck, Green Bay's biggest live music festival, Friday, Saturday, September 13th and 14th. That's tonight and tomorrow. The festival will feature 100 live local bands and songwriters. That's pretty cool.
Unbelievable.
What a great venue.
Yeah.
At a dozen local bars, restaurants, and food trucks located throughout the Shipyard District, along South Broadway and the Fox River. Also featured will be food and drink specials at participating businesses and free safe ride shuttles provided by the Brown County Tavern League for you to traverse between your favorite venues. Admission is free to all. All bands on deck.
You got to go to that.
Absolutely.
The weather's going to be amazing.
Just walk around, live sample music. The different music.
How many more weekends like this are we going to have?
Maybe none. Yeah. Maybe none. Did you used to do it when you were a kid? Would you go to like a music type festival and think, yeah, I like that kind of music or maybe that kind of music? Or
growing up in Wild Rose, there was no such thing as a music festival.
That's what I mean. Would you go to Appleton or someplace? Or
very
seldom. Go to the Wild Music?
I led a sheltered life, my friend.
Okay. All right.
That explains a lot, though.
Yeah, it does.
Just like Don, though, I was a big Kiss fan, though, so I listened to Kiss a lot.
And just jam out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was funny how
I was player, you know.
I was like my first year of college when Kiss became a thing. I mean, that's how long ago Kiss has been around. Hello,
Kiss and you.
Hello.
And you.
And how long you've been around.
Good morning, Amanda.
Dang,
good morning.
Shots fired. Not you.
Pew, pew.
Over yonder.
Pew, pew.
No, I'm just popping in to talk more about some concerts that are happening.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah, like tomorrow, they got Live in the Garden at the Badger States 2024 Outdoor Summer Concert Series.
Which is nice.
Which is nice.
Nice location.
They got Moon Driver there with food trucks.
Ooh.
And the food, one of them is called Guten Appetit, which is
Guten Appetit.
Appetit, which is, they're combining French and German, and I'm not a fan of that part.
I was
going
to say,
yeah.
I thought that, yeah.
It's way too early to do that.
Wouldn't it be funny if there's another one that's a Gluten Appetit?
Gluten-free appetite.
We can tell who had coffee this morning.
Yeah.
And who
didn't. Oh. Yeah. You don't get the bell
and
on
the
that one.
Greek goddess
you did not
appetite.
Get the bell on that one. You did
I
not get
it.
The bell on that one.
I don't care.
Tell us again.
I'm comfortable in my own skin, man.
Tell us again where you got the Tanner Bordellini jersey.
Well, I got it from Tanner's girlfriend, but Tanner hooked it up. You know, he made it happen. They talked.
Tanner plays for the Indianapolis Colts.
They talked amongst themselves.
High school football, Kiwani.
Did you steal that from his poor girlfriend?
Did I? I'll slow down. No.
Are you going to wear that
she
Sunday
had the
night?
Connection.
I am for a while.
Okay.
I am. Because we have. Yeah, Tanner's a friend of the show.
Absolutely.
Friend of the band as well. And he's come to many shows and whatnot. And he's a friend of ours. We hooked him up with some swag, you know, in trade and whatnot. But yeah. Well, we will.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm going to represent my. He's my boy.
I just think
he's
that's
my boy,
one
Blue.
Of the coolest things when you've seen somebody in high school at, you know, 16, 15, 16, 17, and now they're running out of the tunnel at the Lambeau Fields of the world and things like that. I just think that's incredible.
That's every boy dreams of that, right? When you're throwing the football around in the yard with a buddy or your dad.
If you think about that, too, that forces a guy at that age to really grow up. It really forces you, you know, it's just the things you have to think about, you know, things that you're probably not ready for. I can only imagine being that age and having to deal with these things.
Right.
You know? I can't imagine being that age and having that money in the bank all of a sudden when you haven't really had. I mean, sure. Tanner's been brought up, not saying him and anything, but some of these kids that were so disadvantaged.
Oh, absolutely.
Had so little. And they didn't have the NILs in college. Where, right. Trust me, I lived amongst a lot of college football players, and they didn't have extra money.
No.
I mean, they'd
nope.
pool their money together to try to, you know, get a pizza and everything. And now, for all of a sudden, okay, now I got $8 million in my checking account. How would you handle that?
Only that, you got to imagine the family members that or friends that are going to come out of the woodwork
no
and be like, listen,
question.
I know what to do.
That's what I mean. That's part of it. You know, back in the day, NIL meant nil, meant no money.
Exactly.
That's a total
well, I mean, how about the guy for the great player for the Dodgers?
Ohtani.
Yeah. His right-hand person.
Right.
How many millions?
$16, $17 million.
My God.
How does that even happen?
I know. I mean, at some point, you got to be able
how
to
many
look at your...
Did he have Ohtani's letters, like signed Epstein's mother on it or something,
like
that? Something. You know?
But I'm a little bit surprised that they haven't looked deeper.
Well, I bet they have. It's just all hush, right?
Yeah, maybe.
They have kept... You haven't heard a peep since spring about it.
Seems like
it.
They tried to bury that. Kind
absolutely.
Of.
Well, he admitted guilt to it, so...
No, I know, but I...
Right, but you don't get any further anything? We don't
I think that was part of the thing. Okay, I'm guilty.
How do you pay back $16 million? It's, you know...
Right, but we're not hearing about any level of punishment.
No.
Jail time, restitution. I mean, restitution.
That was really quiet.
Blah, 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 blah,
really
blah.
Quiet.
Well,
but,
Japanese
and then nobody...
culture, though, being what it is, there's a lot of shame in that.
Absolutely.
Can you imagine? He's going to have the
point.
Ultimate shame.
Yeah, good point.
That's
good
probably
point.
That could be in that culture. That could be more than enough.
I also didn't realize that they have an...
Sounds soft,
such an affinity. I guess I didn't know what a passion they have for gambling either.
Oh, I didn't either.
Who knew?
I know. Like high stakes. Things.
You got a thing here. Hi, it's Shannon. I've been ridiculed by many people about how I always say absolutely. After listening this morning, I realized I got it from John. Thanks a hell of a lot.
Wow. You're welcome. Absolutely.
Blame it on John.
I've had people tell me that. I do say
absolutely
a lot. Yes. Yep. All right,
fantastic.
Fine. Are you going to the game, Dennis?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
You know what?
Do
interesting.
You guys have to set up?
Speaking of Tanner and things like that and players, he wanted to hook us up with tickets a couple times. He reached out to us. Man, I love you, man. But thank you. I'm not going to be that guy. We're friends. We're good. We're, you know, I have to prepare for the show afterwards and all that stuff. And are you sure? He kept going. He's like, man, I got you. We're good. Thank you so much.
Hey, do we have the perfect guy coming in on Friday? Buddy's with Mikowski.
No doubt.
Going stage with him. Buddy's with Tanner wearing his jersey with him.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, was that sort of a dream, like a pinch me moment
you
for you
me?
To introduce?
Every Friday
cool
in studio
Mikowski.
Is a pinch me moment.
Right,
every Friday
right.
in here is a pinch me moment.
Yurko,
oh, you
last
flatter
week.
Us.
I'm being honest.
Is there anybody that you would
rubbing
want?
Rubbing elbows with Amanda.
Anybody that I would want? Linda Carter. Bring it on.
No, I don't mean that.
Wonder Woman.
I said
come
what
on.
I said.
Do you remember, hey, do you remember her in the Battle of the Network Stars?
Absolutely. How can you not?
Those Amanda wasn't even born.
Those stars were brave.
Yes, they were.
Hang on, what year was it?
Before they signed insurance waivers, you know, they're sticking their head down a lion's mouth, you know, in the circus of the stars. They're doing high dives. What could possibly go wrong?
They'd be wearing these
Didn't she do a high dive or something?
She did the 50-meter swim race.
Sure she did. Yep, she did. That's right.
Did that proudly.
Battle of the Network Stars.
Howard Cosell.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, I said it again.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah, buddy.
Wonder Woman.
All the world is waiting for you.
Todd gets right to it. Todd doesn't mess around.
Our dance moves are so good for radio.
Yes.
And they're perfect for radio.
Yes, she was my first.
They are.
Well said.
They are very good for radio.
For real? Linda Carter?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Linda Carter was my first crush. Yeah.
Huh. Mine was, I'm a lot older, so mine was Ellie Mae.
Sure.
Ellie Mae.
Oh my God, Nikki's face.
I thought Ellie Mae and Dolly Parton was the same person.
Basically, I know. I agree.
Back in the day.
Got this loving dentist and Nikki on the show. Tell Jim that his services are no longer needed.
Hey.
Thank you, Brian.
The other side of that is no more parking tickets.
Good point.
For him, right?
For him, yeah.
Right.
I can't believe that Katie and Otis came downtown Green Bay yesterday for lunch and each got tickets.
Come on.
Yeah.
Hard. That's tough.
Like 4 minutes expired. 4 minutes. And again, our studio MVP, Todd, almost threw quarters in their meter. Nope. She still had time left. But...
You gotta look at it this way a little bit, though, that whoever is doing this, they are so good at their job.
Ninja.
They are amazing. Like, the MVP of giving tickets.
Never underestimate the power of the sneakiness.
Do you ever see those guys? They mark the tires with chalk and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, I got you. I'm coming back.
Don't worry. I'm just going to move a little bit. No.
I'm just going to swab that. Put my thumb on that with a little spit. I'm going to get rid of that little chalk mark on my tire.
That's what our Friday crusade should be.
Yeah.
I'm trying to call Katie, Todd. Find out how mad she is about getting a ticket.
What are you going
to
call her?
You know, because she's probably not doing anything right now.
Well, you know, they might be playing music now.
Oh, sure. That's why you send a text, Uncle John.
Wow. Jeez.
Wow.
Can't take you anywhere.
Amanda, thanks for being nice to me.
It's only because
I've got somebody
she's
here.
Quicker at it than I am.
A quicker picker.
I do get a...
Your nickname now is Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Mm. So I still feel, now you guys literally made me feel guilty about that grill.
Why? Now the guilt.
Well, now I feel guilty all the way around. I felt guilty at first. I'm going to be giving it away.
Mm.
Now I'm feeling guilty that I'm taking it back. Now I'm feeling guilty.
Here's what I think is remarkable is that you are such an authentic person.
Yes.
And you show us absolutely everything about you.
Yeah.
And that's what makes you so dang lovable.
Well,
you know? Like, sometimes we want to go and we want to wring your neck for taking that.
Yeah.
But then you're just like, gosh darn it. Ugh. What's not to love?
It's Nagani nice is what that is.
Can I ask you this?
I am not going to chip in for the replacement.
I wasn't going to ask that.
No.
If I gave it to you, would you just make me a bunch of stuff and bring it in at times?
No.
No, okay. Just thought I'd throw that out there.
No.
All right. Okay. All right. I'm just...
Didn't know there were stipulations with
I mean,
you were
being nice all of a sudden. I thought maybe, you know...
Sheesh.
Ah,
no.
No. Okay.
No, the line is a dot. So here's what you've got in your near future.
Yes.
For your ailment.
That's a small thing. I got big quads.
Can you rephrase that?
So, right. Again,
Tiger bomb.
That is very true. Again, radio...
What did she say? What did you say?
What did you say?
That's a small thing. I got a big quad. Yeah. That's almost as magical as Don Mikowski saying, I'd love to go to Nikki's.
Yeah.
Like the establishment, not my place.
I know.
You know
and I also live in De Pere, so that was uncomfortable.
Oh, this smells like old school ointment.
I know. You know, the next day
when you pulled a muscle, you'd be in the study
mentholadium,
hall. And people would be looking around like,
aspirin cream?
Who's got, yes.
Whose grandma's in class?
Yes.
Also, a substitute for smelling salts.
It is. It really is.
Stays crispy.
Wow. Oh, my God. I can still smell it.
It's magic.
Boy, Teddy Stefaniak and Mark Houston are going to join me in the press
box. Yeah, they are. They're going to get a whiff of you.
Wow.
You're going to want to be downwind from them.
Tiger Bob on Mino's Quad. Coming up tonight at 7:30. Quick break. Back after this. We
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
This election, women get to choose. I choose John Zarbano for Congress because every woman has the right to make her own decisions about her life and health care, including access to contraception, in vitro fertilization, and abortion. John Zarbano believes every woman deserves health care and reproductive freedom. He knows reproductive rights are rights every woman is entitled to. He knows reproductive issues are personal and private matters between women and their doctors. Glenn Grothman voted against women's health, access to abortion and contraception, pregnant workers, and pregnant veterans. Stand up for your right to reproductive freedom. Vote for John Zarbano. Tell Glenn Grothman we're not going back.
I'm John Zarbano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by John Zarbano for Congress.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the mayor. The man had to step out to drop his lovely wife off at the airport and head into the weekend. We got Dennis from the Glam Band. We got Amanda. We've got Nikki. And we're hoping to talk to somebody else who may be upset because they got a parking ticket
right
in
now,
downtown.
84 for the high today. We're calling Mino and the mayor here on KISS FM. We're live.
Hello.
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 Is it Mino?
Yes.
My wallet's gone. It's just
my wallet's gone. Hey, Nick.
Oh, promo Nikki's in there.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Nick Petrano.
Hey.
Nick Petrano. You know what I'm holding?
Nikki.
You know what Nikki gave me?
Way to beat down those bees yesterday. Nice job. Take that. Eat it. Yeah,
no,
it doesn't matter what you do in the regular season, Quad Cities.
Exactly
eat it.
Right.
Woo. Nick, do you know what I'm holding in my hand that Nikki gave me?
That's a loaded question.
Yeah. We got that right.
I'm a little concerned. I have my dump button ready to go.
Thank you.
Bomb.
Balm.
Bomb. That's,
there's an L in there.
Balm.
B-A-L-M.
Because I pulled a quad muscle, so she brought me some balm.
Balm.
Tiger balm. He's got a balm in his hand.
So I knew you got
it. You listened to a caddy.
You guys, he asked where his quad was, and he's the one in pain.
No, he just wanted you to apply it. Don't
fall
for it.
Also, probably a true story. Oh, all right, kids. So, your experience.
Wait,
downtown.
Wait a minute. Can I ask you guys something real quick first? If I'm a bad guy or not?
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. Let's try your moral compass.
So, I did a benefit the other night for this wonderful group, and they gave me a grill, a very nice, nice grill.
A Blackstone.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so here's the deal.
But listen, guys.
No. I didn't know what a Blackstone was. So I come in the next day and I said, hey, that's really nice of them. They gave me this grill. I got a grill at home and got one at the camp. Do you guys need a grill? They're like, no. So then I'm doing a different banquet last night, and one of the live auction items was a Blackstone that went for like $700. And I didn't know what they were. I didn't know it didn't have the grates. I didn't know you could cook scrambled eggs on it. So I'd offered it to Jim, the mayor, for his charity. The
community shelter.
And he said, oh, that's great. They'll love it. And they said, hey,
we're going to auction it off. It'll raise money for us.
Right. Mm-hmm. But today, I asked for it back today.
Yep.
Yeah.
On air. On air. You did this on air? He absolutely said, yeah, I'm going to need that back.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we've already been promoting it that John Mino donated this.
Okay.
So Mino is shocked that this makes him a bad person. Shocked.
Oh, that's not what makes him a bad person. Many things make him a bad person.
I think my favorite part about this is that you didn't really care about the Blackstone until you knew you could scramble eggs
that's
on
right.
it.
Well, and then
I didn't know I could. He
just tried to gift it to me.
Egg scrambling.
Yes.
If I would occasionally cook and bring him things prepared on
God.
It.
Oh, my God.
Dig that hole deeper.
Oh. So he giveth and just, he taketh away.
Yes, Katie.
I'm just going to say this. I would have cooked you things for a free Blackstone.
Wow.
Katie.
Thank you, Katie.
We all heard that.
When you do put it that way, though, yeah. I mean, if you're supplying the Blackstone.
Katie.
All I've got to do is whip up some eggs.
I hate to say it, but I'm just, I mean, I have been, I I got a Blackstone, but it's a little tiny version, and I want the big one now.
Yeah, I bet you
I've
do.
I've got a big one in a box at home. I still got to put it together.
That's what.
Mayor, a gently driven mini version, and then take Lotto's big guy.
What if I, hey, Mayor, I will donate to your charity half of what it is worth.
It's already seasoned.
No. No.
Scrambled eggs outside would be so good. I would do that every Sunday morning.
Here's the deal. Everybody
never do it.
Everybody is all geeked up about these Blackstones. You guys, it's a griddle. It's
exactly.
A griddle. I have one. Yeah. I have one that I just made chocolate chip pancakes for dinner the other night.
I would do that.
From the comfort of my kitchen.
I would do that.
Where I don't have to take 27 extra steps to make my pancakes outside.
But listen, if you do want to go outside, all you need is a campfire stone. Is a campfire stone.
Tell us you hate the environment without telling us you hate the environment.
Yeah, go ahead. Wow. You guys want her back?
I bet you don't even cut up your six-pack rings, do you?
No, I save all sorts of turtles and sea life. Of course. Why am I the bad guy here?
Yes.
Mino, Mayor, can you guys do something about the parking downtown? Because we were down right next to your little neck of the woods. And Mino, you've been on the soapbox that I agree with for 20-some years about how stop begging us to come downtown and then screwing us with parking tickets and paying to park. And I figured at this point you live downtown, you should have got this fixed already. What's going on? All three of us got tickets.
I know. I heard that yesterday, you guys. But Katie, did you find my card on your windshield wiper?
A funny story about that. Not only did I find it, I went and took. This is a good card. Whoever got you those cards.
Oh, thank
because
you.
I took then the kids' vehicle through the car wash. It survived.
Oh, no way!
That shows how much she cares about my card. She didn't even take it off.
That's nice. She went to crispy, car wash. Even in milk.
Wow.
In my defense, I took them all off and I left that one on. I didn't realize it was still on there because it was kind of like in the I couldn't see it on the windshield when I was in the car.
Yeah.
So I went, took it through the car wash. I parked the kids' vehicle and then I saw it on there. And my first reaction was, of course, it's mine now.
Of course.
He haunts
you. Of course, it survived. Yeah. It survived and it was barely wet.
Like a cockroach. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Hurricane Mino.
Yes.
Hurricane Mino.
Oh, I like that a lot.
Nice.
Oh,
nice.
I like that a lot.
So get rid of me.
Yes, exactly. So you guys were down here. Was the ink from printed on the ticket even dry, do you think?
No, it was moist. Yeah, it was 3 minutes after it expired.
Listen,
Amanda, how many?
Even if I had used the app, I would not have put more money on the app for 3 minutes.
I feel for you guys. Listen, I feel for you guys. I got almost three in one day. The third one, he was by my meter just waiting. And one of them was a minute apart, by the way. Yeah. Who is it that's doing this?
Because I want
the meter maid.
Don't do this.
Someone very good at their job. Don't get the voodoo doll.
Thank you. Yes. Because I'm taking full accountability. I was like 20 minutes past. I earned it.
No, I'm taking accountability. Yeah. I just think it's ridiculous. I deserve the ticket, but it was 3 minutes. Come on.
I just keep bringing up this point. Out of the three of us, I was the only one that was told I could expense it.
Shut up.
Because you were in the station vehicle?
I did not. I paid it.
Hey, Nick, is Otis...
Now you know why she took it through the car wash. Yeah. Nick, I'll get it washed for you, Joe. Hello?
That's money.
You know, the guy turns 40 and he's a softy.
Hey, Nick, is Katie becoming Tiger Woods? Come on. Nick, give me your Tiger Woods impersonation.
Is there any way I can get out of this office there, Joe?
Did you just say this pulled over boobs move?
Yeah. Is there anything we could do to...
Was she crying?
Take care of this right here in Brainerd?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I have never pushed the puppies together to get anything.
Oh, sometimes I loosen my belt.
Okay, look at the time here. it's been nice talking to you kids. I got to go cook something on my skillet. Great talking to you guys. See you guys. Have a great weekend, everybody. Love you guys.
What did you learn today?
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a TGIF edition of the show. We'll get you ready for the big Alabama visiting Wisconsin Badger game and much more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Work, the kids' practices, household errands. Seems like every hour's rush hour at our house. But no matter how busy things get, we still make balanced nutrition a priority with help from Country Hearth Natural Breads. Whole grains and other natural ingredients are carefully blended and baked into delicious, nutritious breads like Dakota Style 12 Grain, Multigrain, and 100% whole wheat. There's a Country Hearth favorite for everyone in the family. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.